100 foot square, and they'll hold 50, 60,000 pounds of fish.
No. Yeah, you couldn't even have a fauna because they'd want to all be on the bottom.
Yeah, you'd have to, if you could set something up, if you had a deep cove that you could pin off. Mm-hmm. I think flounder would make more sense than a round fish past seals and that stuff goes too, I don't know. I can't remember seeing too many seals, even flounders. But when the flounders were here, there weren't any seals here. Had a bounty on them.
Yeah, but there always was enough. Ever since I can remember, until then when they protected them.
There's no shortage of them now.
No. No, I don't know if I told you or not about the fuss we had with them this year, mostly to the west of the Fog Island, but they'd open the doors on our trap.
Is that right?
Oh, God. Well, we'd had a few doors open, you know, through the season, then when the shutters had gone, we had two, three strings over the east of the Fog Island. All the first one doors open. Well, every trap and every string, doors open.
Well, you know those first traps that winter the first year I went, I made a whole bunch out of real light twine. I cut out the heads and they knocked the kitchen heads right out.
Cleaned them right up.
But these fellas, you see that yellow string there on that clip that it keeps the door pulled, open the door.
Yeah.
They just eat and haul that and push nothing to it. They went after the bait. They were after the lobsters. And finally we ended up, we hauled the doors and had no problem after that.
Yeah.
But then they started trying to push the vents out. You know, and you've got those biodegradable ones, they've got those soft iron hog rings. They were pushing them out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You sure it was sealed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no question about it. Because everybody that was there had exactly the same problem. And we thought we had somebody coming in at night, you know. But the thing that got me out of the start with was that when I set my pair, I always read down the land back. And you know, if you're going to haul a pair of traps and take the lobsters out, you ain't going to set them where they were, and you aren't going to set them, you're just going to dump them over.
Right.
Every trap set just perfect right where it was. That'd be funny. And
that's not.
Andrew Gold was the one that Timmy Hunt had trouble. He called the wardens and had the old fellow away. Andrew.
I remember Spencer Apollonio telling me seals wouldn't eat lobsters.
Well, there was nothing there, and then no fish.
No.
And what's the poor devil going to do? You can't blame a seal. I mean, they've got to have some meat.
What could be tastier than a nice fresh shed or anything?
Well, that's right. I expect they'd rather have a herring on an apple, but there was none of these around at that time. So there was only a few doing it, but I expect they'll keep the rest of them.
They learn sometimes. They're pretty smart. Mm. Shags are another problem too, bass fishing. Those seals are a real challenge, I think, any way you get them.
Yes.
I don't know how to beat it.
Well, you can't, I mean, after all. If you think a diver would be fishing at gathering up lobsters, think about a seal.
Yeah, but of course, one good thing about a seal is when he's full, he stops eating.
Well, that's true.
And the diver's going to go until he's
gone. Well, that's true.
Either one of them, right? It's not what I'd call a comfortable idea. But Paul, you come from a fishing family for quite a long while. How far back do your folks go in fishing?
Well, they all you know, did it some, nobody has, nobody in my family except Charlie.